Now DUZ does brings you the Goldbergs.
Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Betcha that's Dan, the Does mailman.
Yep, in person. And just loaded down with Does letters again, Mr. Collier.
Boy, seems every day is Does Day for most folks.
You bet. Take this letter from Washington, D.C.
What's that?
Mrs. Bertha Sykes says Does is swell for her laundry, so when her little niece spilled ink on the living room rug, Mrs. Sykes does the rug. And what do you think?
No ink.
Say, get this one from Wyman Dam, Maine.
What?
From Mr. William Baker. He does the goat.
A goat?
Yep. I can hear that goat now. Does.
Dozing a goat. Brother, that bleats all.
Oh.
And folks, listen to this swell letter from Phoenix, Arizona. Mrs. Raymond Hill writes, "You sounded so convincing about Does, I finally tried it. Well, I got the surprise of my life. Does turned everything in my washout sparkling clean. The white things beautifully white. It's no malarkey when I say Does beats any wash day soap I ever tried. Well, Mrs. Hill, it's no malarkey when I say no soap gets towels whiter or work clothes clean easier than Does does. Yet this new kind of soap means extra safety for your colored rayon undies. Why, does everything in your wash. It's the soap that's best. Didn't actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it? You betcha. Only Does gave you this outstanding combination. Unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does best.
Listen to Dan, the Does mailman. Does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs.
Rosie has just been taught a lesson. A man sees only that which he wants to see. Jake bears this out by refusing to believe that Edward Reynolds is a dangerous companion for an auto ride tonight. You see, Jake is back from Mexico, and just when it looked as if he'd be stranded for the night away from home because the bus broke down, he ran into Edward Reynolds, 50 miles from Lastonbury. Well, Rosie tried to warn her father that Reynolds was suspected of doing away with Elizabeth Neal, that he might be dangerous. But Jake refused to believe what he called gossip. His mind was concerned with only one thought, that Molly was about to accept the council nomination despite his opposition. Well, right now, Rosie and Seymour are waiting in the Goldberg home. Listen.
Seymour, if you're looking for the bicarbonate, it's upstairs in the medicine chest.
I'll find it.
Hello? I want the town hall, please. What? I'm sorry, I don't know the number. Yes. Look out, Kitty. Don't tear my stocking. Please.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Well, who do you want?
Is this the town hall?
Yes.
Well, this is Rosie Goldberg.
Who?
Rosie Goldberg.
Oh, yes.
Could you please get Mrs. Goldberg out to the telephone?
I was told not to disturb the meeting.
But this is very important.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, well, all right, thank you. Hello? Hello?
Did you get the number, Rosie?
I did get the number.
Oh, who did you speak to?
I don't know.
You'd rather not tell me.
Seymour, don't start that, please. I spoke to somebody, and I don't know who it was, and I told him that I wanted to speak to my mother.
Why did he hang up?
I don't know, but he'll probably call back. Seymour.
Yes?
What are you doing?
Taking some bicarbonate.
That's too much. Here, give it to me, and I'll fix it for you.
Thank you.
All right. How long do you think it'll take my father to get here from Griffin's Corners?
How far is that from here?
About 50 miles.
Well, it all depends on how fast Ed Reynolds wants to get back to that meeting. Ed Reynolds is driving, don't forget.
my mother doesn't call back soon.
Well, why do we have to wait? Why don't we go over to the town hall and tell your mother that your father's on his way home?
But I don't want to tell my mother that my father's on his way home. I just want to tell her that Ed Reynolds is on his way back to the meeting. And besides, I can't go out and leave Amadeo alone.
Well, I'll go if you want me to.
No. No, Seymour, thanks, but I'd rather go. But I'll wait a little while yet for the call, and then if she doesn't call back...
I don't want you to walk all that distance alone, Rosie. It's night and it's dark.
I'm not afraid of the night, and I'm not afraid of the dark. Here. Here, Seymour. Drink this.
Thank you. Excuse me if I turn my back. I always make faces when I take medicine. Excuse me.
Everybody makes faces when they take medicine.
Yeah, but not everybody's as self-conscious about their face as I am.
I don't know why you should be.
Yes, you do. I know I'm not exactly handsome.
Well, not all attractive men are handsome.
Are you saying I'm attractive?
I'm sure that some people would say you were attractive, Seymour.
Who, my mother?
Seymour, really, you're developing a complex.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Well, if I am, it's just because...
Seymour, you should go out more and meet more people.
Don't be subtle, Rosie.
Seymour, please. I don't want to say anything unkind to you, but...
All right, Rosie, I think I know my position now.
Here, drink your bicarbonate. Here, Seymour.
Thank you.
Oh, that must be my mother. Hello? 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 Oh, I don't know if there's anyone in the line.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello. Did you tell my mother, Mrs. Goldberg?
I'm sorry, miss, but the door to the meeting hall was closed, and the chairman, Mr. Bruce Hanley, said the meeting was not to be disturbed by any telephone calls.
But did you tell him...
I can't get into the meeting to tell him anything, miss. I'm sorry.
But this is very important.
Bruce said there was nothing important enough to disturb the nomination of Mrs. Goldberg unless it was news about Elizabeth Neal.
Well,
I'm sorry. Besides, they're just polishing off some war duty, and I ain't aiming to disturb that. Much too important.
War duty? Finishing it off?
I didn't say they were finishing it off. I said polishing it off.
Oh.
Polishing it off to make it really click. Yeah. Red Cross Drive is just about to start, and they was planning on how to get everybody active in it. Seems to me they got the whole town included in the works. Red Cross deserves all we can give, huh?
Yes, of course, but...
So that's another reason why I won't disturb them now.
I see, but... Hello? Hello? Oh.
Did you hang up again, Rosie?
Yes. Look out, Kitty.
Rosie, where are you going?
I'm going to the meeting.
Please, Rosie, allow me to go.
Seymour, please.
I feel responsible for you, Rosie. I don't want you to go alone. It's night and it's dark.
Please, Seymour, you don't think that I'm afraid, do you?
No, but...
Why, I'd be ashamed to be afraid to walk a little piece of road just because it was night. You read the papers, don't you, Seymour? You know what girls my age are doing in the war?
Don't remind me.
Why not?
Even girls are in the war on the other side, and I'm stuck here.
What do you mean, even girls? Are you against the equality of women?
I didn't say women weren't equal. After all, don't I live with my sister, Brady? She's more than equal. I just met... Well, even girls do heroic deeds in the war countries. And I don't even... get a chance to be heroic.
Don't mix up real heroism with movie heroism.
Well, a little movie heroism mixed in with real heroism is nice, too. Just a little.
If that's what you want, maybe you'll get the opportunity someday.
My middle name's...
What?
Someday and maybe. Seymour Someday Maybe Fingerhood, that's me.
You won't mind waiting until I get back, huh, Seymour?
Mine... Not the reason why. Mine but to do and die.
What's there to reason about, and who's asking you to die?
It's just a figure of speech, Rosie, that's all. Just a figure of speech.
I'll be right back, Seymour, and don't worry about me.
I will worry about you. I'll worry about you until you return. Take Sporty with you.
Yes, I will.
Where'd you put the cards, Rosie?
They're on the table, Seymour. What are you going to play, solitaire?
I guess so. That seems to be my fate.
What, Seymour?
Nothing. You want me to help you with your galoshes?
No, thank you. Did you find the card?
I did. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye, Seymour.
Bye.
And Seymour, if my father calls...
I won't answer the phone.
Well, of course answer the phone, Seymour.
No, I just don't want to say the wrong things again.
Seymour, please.
All right, Rosie.
Answer the phone, but don't say anything.
All right, Rosie. Did you take the flashlight?
Yes, I have it. Bye, Seymour.
Bye. Yes, Kitty. Life is full of many things. I guess we should all be as happy as kings. Let's see. Hello?
Hello, Seymour?
Yes, Mrs. Goldberg.
Seymour, somebody just came into meeting hall to tell me that Rosalie called.
Yes, she did.
Yeah?
Mrs. Goldberg.
Then let me speak to her.
Well...
What?
I said...
Yeah?
I said...
Rosalie on, Seymour.
Rosie went to the meeting.
Huh?
Rosie went to the village.
What? I can't hear you. What?
I said, Rosie went to the village.
The village? At this late hour for what?
She couldn't get you on the telephone. They wouldn't call you, and she had something very important to tell you.
What is it, Seymour?
Well...
Again a bell.
Rosie has something very important to tell you.
It's very important, so what is it?
Well,
if you know what it is, so tell me.
Please don't ask me, Mrs. Goldberg.
Is it about Mr. Reynolds?
Mrs. Goldberg.
Something about Elizabeth?
Mrs. Goldberg, don't make me talk.
Has it something to do with something?
Rosie will be there shortly, and you'll know what it is.
So why can't you tell me, Seymour?
If I loved you less, I could tell you more.
What has it got to do with love? When did Rosalie leave?
She'll be there soon.
All alone? She's walking in the dark on the lonely road?
Your daughter is a brave woman, Mrs. Goldberg.
You can't even give me an inkling?
No, I wish I could.
What?
All I could say is if you're not a councilman yet, see that you are before someone arrives.
Who?
Figure it out yourself, Mrs. Goldberg. My lips are sealed.
Sometimes the answer to a difficult problem is right at our fingertips. That's what Mrs. Lindsay discovered. You see, she needed a soap for dishes one day, and she remembered that box of Dove in her laundry. So she said...
I heard Dove is best. I know it does everything in my wash. Wonder what it does in the dishpan.
And that's when Mrs. Lindsay discovered Dove does everything for dishes, too. She found Dove makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. In fact, this new kind of soap burst into suds the instant water touched it. Well, Mrs. Lindsay was truly surprised.
Well, what do you know? The way those suds last, I won't have to keep adding more soap.
Then, when she tackled those frying pans, she noticed Dove really gives fast action on grease.
Say, look at Dove whiz through that grease. There's no hard scouring.
And when the dishes were Dove, Mrs. Lindsay looked at her hands.
My Dove leaves my hands nice and soft.
Sure, Dove is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. I tell you, when you does your dishes, you find does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, with Seymour, a vow is a vow. Once having promised himself not to talk, he's really sticking to that promise. But in this case, his silence is worse than anything he might have said to Molly. For now, Molly is sufficiently worried to do anything, possibly even to decline the nomination. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Dove, the soap that does everything in your wash. On the home front, fight the war against waste. Don't waste soap in your dishpan. Soap contains vital war material.